Greetings, aliens. It is me, your one and only host, Miss Ella Sanchez of the Nadie Pregunta podcast, because truly nobody asked for this podcast whatsoever, but I'm having a blast and I hope you are too. Oh, friends, my fellow aliens, I honestly forgot how to do this. I'm not gonna lie. It's been very long. Reason being, I have just been living life right now. To quote Kourtney Kardashian, the vibe right now is just living life, and that's really all I've been doing. That's really it. Like, there's no other secret to it. This intro may be a little bit long just to, like, explain. Well, not really explain myself, because I don't really need to. I owe none of you guys that. But I'm kidding. I kind of do. I'm literally living life right now. That's all there is. That's all it is. There is nothing else. Like, that's all it is. But nonetheless, I low-key forgot how to do this. But regardless, let's just get on with the program. If you're new here, hi, welcome. I hope that you enjoy the delay you didn't know I was on. I have been MIA for quite some time already. But nonetheless, I'm doing better because I'm recording on a Friday. Are we proud? I'm proud, at least. Yeah. And it's actually 6 p.m. and it's not 11 p.m. like I usually do. Crazy. Very proud of myself. But nonetheless, like I said, if you're new here, hi, welcome. I hope that you are enjoying the chaos, you're having fun. And if you're not, I know you're lying, because I know that you can just listen to any of my podcast episodes. Like, you are bound to find something you like, and I know that you're lying if you say you don't. I just know you're lying, for real. And also, what is it? For people that are returning, hi babe, how are you? I hope that you got every dream that you've ever wanted. I hope that all the things that you've wanted are coming true. Wish I could say the same for me, but it's not. So, nonetheless, today is going to be a very deep episode, but I'm just going to talk about that in the next little segment, if you will. So without further ado, you read the title, we're going to get into it. Much love to all of you. I will see you on the other side. And we're back, my fellow aliens. So, actually, last week I had everything planned out. I did record the episode. It was just a lot of technical difficulties going on, and I don't really know why, if I'm being honest, but I tried my best to fix it. I don't know if today's going to be another day that I do that. I don't know what's going on, but nonetheless, I know you guys are probably waiting around, if I'm being honest. So today's episode is a deep one. It's going to be, you read the title, you already know what's coming. We're healing, or at least we're trying. Or at least we're going to try our very best to get to there. And that's what all we can really do at this point. I wanted to do this episode for a while, but just like literally technology would not let me. And also the week before that, I was just living life, bro. I was just living life. I don't know what else to tell y'all. But nonetheless, since I did the notes for this last week, so these are kind of a little bit week old news. Or like week old feelings, but they still apply even when, you know, you don't feel the way you do. Right now, I think I'm pretty good. I think I'm doing a little bit better than I was last week, whatever day that was. I know, I think over the weekend or last week, close to the weekend, I was just not feeling it. I was not feeling great. I was not feeling my best. And I'm not going to lie to you, I never really feel my best for a lot of personal reasons that y'all don't need to know about. But my inspiration for this week was this episode that I tried, recording. And just technology said no. So that's one reason. And also, these are like I said, week old feelings that I didn't really change since I wrote them. So also I've been watching, I'm really in this moment of my life where I'm aware that a lot of the things we view online are not the greatest for ourselves. You know, I feel like a lot of that, I know it also depends on who you follow, obviously. I'm not saying you should just, like, unfollow every person you know or every account you like. It's just, like, being more wary of that, you know? And I've been really enjoying watching YouTuber Hindsight. I will link his stuff below because I think that he's a great YouTuber in the sense that, like, when you're really feeling down, bro, like, he is just there. Like, honestly, he's, like, the savior you didn't know you need right now. I've been watching a lot of his videos right now because I truly am just at a lost point in my life, especially like career wise. I feel like I have everything else down. I feel like I'm just missing like myself of career wise. And I just, it eats away at me like every single day. Like there's not a day where I go by, like that, not a day goes by where I don't panic about it. And I don't think I ever will stop panicking until I find something. And trying right now is just not enough. Like, I feel like trying everything in my power to change my life is just not working for me. And it sucks. It really makes me sad. Like, I cry about it all the time. I'm frustrated. Like, it sucks. And this is truly what healing really looks like. It's not meant to be pretty. It's not meant to be an aesthetic. It's not meant to be all fun and games. Like, healing comes in so many different forms, and there's no wrong way to heal. We all heal in different ways and try our hardest to be the best people we can be. But at the same time, it can be an ugly process. It can be a painful process, but it can also be a really great process. There are so many ups and downs. There's really no yes or no, one pro or con. Like, it's really just something that we go through and we just have to live with, you know? But nonetheless, I've been watching a lot of his videos, just really, like, really getting in touch with myself again. Like, affirmation, something I really wish I could do, but I just never can. And also what I've been doing is just, like, kind of this episode is what it feels to heal and habits I've built to at least cope with the life that I have, even if I'm not happy with it, or at least I'm in the process of trying to make it better. And it just feels that, I was actually telling my sister this the other day, and she's like, well, you just have to keep trying. I'm like, I'm tired of people telling me to keep trying. Like, I keep fucking trying, like, all the same advice I keep getting from everyone. I'm tired of that fucking advice. Like, I'm not in the mood to hear it. I honestly low-key don't believe you, because I keep trying for whatever I want and nothing comes from it. So it's like, what's the point, you know? It's like, I'm tired of people saying, like, well, like, this successful person got told no a million times, and that, did that stop them? Why can't you do that? I'm like, okay, did you know them personally? Did you know these people personally? Did you know these people personally? Like, answer me that question. If you knew these people personally, then sure, I'll believe you. But, like, that's like, if you're gonna quote from saying, like, oh, well, this billionaire now got told no so many times, and look at how he's or she is successful. I'm like, hello? That's probably a tabloid. Like, I'm just being serious. Like, I don't know. I'm not doubting their success. I'm doubting how their emotions were behind that. You don't think they were tired? They were fed up? Yeah, we all are fed up. And yeah, I do want to give up. Like, I really do. I'm at my fucking limit. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to sit here and say it's not true. But I am tired of people saying, keep trying. Like, that's not advice to me. That's, like, annoying. It's like, okay, great. Then what? What if I really keep trying and nothing? What if I really keep doing it? Like everyone says, you do your best, you do all you can, and boom, nothing. Yeah, I'm tired of hearing that advice. I'm sorry, it's not advice. It's fucking bullshit, I'm sorry. And so I'm also on my period, by the way, so I'm extra angry. No cramps this time, knock on wood, but no cramps today, really. Just a lot of sore titties and a lot of anger. And so that's also what I've been doing. But yeah, just because my life isn't the best right now, that doesn't mean I can't at least build better habits to at least cope with the life that I don't like right now, but also trying to, like, move through that, you know? Just because I can't, you know, fix my life overnight doesn't mean I shouldn't at least try to do the things that wouldn't help. Just, like, this is, like, kind of advice, not something you should take if you don't want to. I'm not saying you have to do these things. But life is hard, and we all have habits and ways that we cope with it, and we try to survive, basically. I'm not saying that life is fun all the time. Life is not great at all times. Right now, I'm actually probably in the worst part of my life. I'm not gonna lie. I'm very unhappy. Am I trying to fix it, though? Yeah. Is it working? Not at all. Hopefully it does. But life kind of sucks. And today, and these last week especially, overthinking got the better of me. And today also a little bit as well. Usually I try to ignore my overthinking because I just don't, like, just sometimes I just need to be realistic, I feel like, with overthinking. You just have to be realistic and just look at what's in front of you. The best advice I can give to people that overthink all the time is just look at the fucking facts. Like, just look at what's in front of you. Look at what's true. Especially with people that, like, overthink when it comes to dating people or, like, friendships and or, like, relationships with people in general. It's like, dude, if XYZ is happening and from this person is doing X, Y, and Z to you and for you, you can debate if that's a good or bad thing, you know? But so we can just get into it, honestly. But disclaimer, this is nowhere near any advice I'm trying to give you that you can take into account. We all operate differently. Maybe my routine is not something that you fall in line with, you know? I'm not saying you shouldn't. I'm not saying that if you want to give it a shot, go for it. Call me the DIY queen. But I'm not saying this is like the advice you have to do or take, you know. These are just habits I've built for like years. Like I've done this for a long time. And there's just like new habits I'm building. I feel like we all build new habits and we all build habits differently. I feel like no one really talks about that, like how we build habits and just like how did we come to the conclusion of doing that and then just run with it for the rest of our lives. And so it's just like, think of this as like us catching up as girls, you know, as girls where, you know, we just had a long day of work and we're ready to have dinner together and shit talk. Just think of it like that. So grab your tea, grab your wine, grab your coffee, grab whatever it is you like to munch on or drink on, whatever it is, wherever you are in the world, whatever hour it is. Maybe it's breakfast time for you and you chose me as a podcast you want to listen to and I'm honored. Or you're getting ready for bed and you just want something calming. I'm also honored nonetheless. But we're just going to get into it. So here are some lifestyle changes and stuff that I've just been doing kind of on and off and new things I've been doing on and off. Just like kind of my life routine, I guess. And like I said, there's no right or wrong answer. We all form our habits different ways. I also don't know how long this episode is going to be, but, and I'm not going to lie. We all have, you know, habits we want to build and habits we want to break as well. I feel like habits are important, but also, you know, not like to quote, I think it's Steve Lacy. He's like, bad habits like that. Yeah, sometimes we need to break bad habits and sometimes we need to build better ones and it's not always easy. And I still struggle with all of these on the list, by the way. I still do, just like me and you. We are human beings, we struggle, and that's just the way of life. That's the circle of life, truly, to quote The Lion King. And so, number one on my lifestyle changes and or kind of something I've been doing my whole life is waking up really early to work out. Right now, actually, this is like the earliest I've ever woken up, like 4 a.m., 5 a.m. That's like the earliest I have ever woken up. And I've been doing this since the pandemic started. I feel like it's kind of like a New Year's resolution that I actually kept going with. Because my old job before I had this job I currently have, it was like more of like a night job kind of thing. I would, like, my call time would be, like, 4:30, 5:30, you know. I had the whole afternoon to get my life started. I had the whole afternoon to work out if I wanted to. I had the whole morning to have my morning, to do all of that. And so, then the pandemic hit, and I had all the time in the world. So I just decided, you know what, I think I'm gonna wake up really early like everyone else does. And actually, keep in mind, I've actually been waking up very early my whole life. My dad would wake up really early when I was little to, you know, get ready for work and stuff like that. My mom was more of like the stay-at-home mom, so she would take care of me and stuff like that. But when I came to school, my dad would take me sometimes, you know, and he would be like, get your fucking ass up and go to school. It seems like nobody wants to go to school these days. And so my dad's proving he don't play. And when he was getting ready for work and my mom couldn't take me or whatever, he would take me and he's like, okay, well, if I'm up at 5 a.m., you gotta be up at 5 a.m. I'm like, okay. I was like too young to like, you know, discutir, you know, but whatever, you know, it is what it is. And I'm very proud. That's like the one lesson I learned from him. I was like, yeah, the earlier I wake up, the better my day is. And it's true. I really like, if you're looking for a sign to do the 4 a.m., 5 a.m. thing, this is it. I'm not saying you're going to go crazy. I'm not saying it's going to be easy at first if you truly have been thinking about doing it. It's not going to be easy, for real. It's hard. Like, it's not easy. Working out before your shift is truly the best power. I did it today, and I'm very proud. Like, I'm very proud of myself. It's a sense of accomplishment before you even get the day started, you know? I know that's corny. I know that's super corny, but it's true. Like, the feeling you get, amazing. 10 out of 10. 20 out of 10, actually, I can say. But something that I struggle with that, I don't always do. I don't always wake up at 4 to 5 a.m. Sometimes your girl be sleepy. Like, sometimes your girl be going to bed late. Sometimes I go to sleep a little bit later than I should, and I'm not proud of that. But it happens, you know? We're not perfect. I mean, I am. Y'all stay safe. No, I'm kidding. But it's hard. But also, at the same time, me personally, like, giving this advice to someone that has never done this before, I would say, like, when people ask me, how do you do it? How do you do it? I'm like, one, I've been doing this for, like, forever. I've been doing this since I was like maybe, I started working out ever when I was like 14, but waking up early, I was doing that in like middle school. So it's just kind of something I've always like kind of lived with, kind of just, you know, worked around, especially working out. I didn't work out when I was in middle school. I mean, oh, actually, no, I lie. I did in PE, and PE was no like walk in the park in my school. PE and like my time in Florida when I was in elementary and early middle school years of my time in Florida, PE was like no sweating. Like we would literally just walk around in a lap. Like that's what you could do. My PE when I was in eighth grade, bitch. Oh, you were running. You were running like laps. And the laps were like, what is it? They were like a whole mile long, or if not a little bit more. And it was just like a lot of dirt and just circles. Like that was all it was. And if you fucked up, you had to run a mile. Like, I'm not serious. I'm not playing. And also, kids were like almost required to get into sports. So I kind of did that because also my dad took forever to pick me up. So there's that. Yeah, that's about it, bro. Like, that's about it. But yeah, I've just been used to it my whole life. And for me to give this advice to someone that asks me, it's really hard because I'm like, yo, I can't. There's no hack, bro. Like, it's really just something I've done my entire life. Like, I'm 23. I've been doing this for quite some time, bro. So I'm not saying you can't do it. There's always you can. Apparently it's like the known fact. I don't even know if it's true. I've just been hearing it around, floating around in the world, but it's like it takes 30 days to build a habit and takes 30 days to break one. So I don't know how true that is, but it's possible. I'm not saying that dedication is not one hell of a drug, bro. Dedication is a very big thing, and discipline is another thing. And the reason I keep doing it is because discipline, that's all it is. Like, it's kind of something that working out I view as my alone time. I don't like to work out with anyone else because I don't want anyone to see me that vulnerable. I don't want anyone to see me that vulnerable, especially when you work out with someone, you feel like the low key need to compete, like not even in like a serious way. Maybe you are serious about competing. I don't know. But me, I just feel like the silliness, the goofiness, if you will, so quirky, to compete with the person as a joke, you know. And I just don't want to do that. I just want to focus on me. I just want to focus on, you know, getting like feeling the body parts, feeling my body working, feeling the, you know, muscles do whatever they need to do. And in particular, working out, it doesn't matter what kind it is, there's no wrong way to work out. They're really, I mean, actually, no, let me rephrase that. Actually, there's no wrong exercise. And by that, I mean, once you find an exercise you like, just run with it. That's all. Okay, if you're looking for a hack, that's it. To like working out, that's the one. Once you find something you like, bro, it's addictive. It's like, it's a drug, for sure. And so I transition into, yeah, talking about working out, that's one change I've made in my life that actually helps me stay sane and actually keeps me alive and keeps me going and keeps me disciplined and keeps my day flowing. But also, my personal new favorite workout is Pilates at the moment. I dance and I do Pilates. I do both, and they help me a lot in both. So when I need to dance, I feel more aware of my muscles, what muscles to use more, especially when Pilates is basically just hyper-focusing on certain muscle groups with a reform or megaformer. That's the, or Legree, I don't know. Those are the two famous sayings. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know which one is the one I fucking use. I think it's Legree. Lagree. But love it. 10 out of 10. My teachers are great. Very proud of it. I only go twice a week. I don't really like to go all the time because people, that's one, it's expensive, and two, I really don't need to be doing all that. If I could go every day, I would. If I had the finances to go every single day, I really would. Or if I had the finances to go, you know, weightlifting, like go to the gym, plus dance, plus Pilates, bitch, I would be unstoppable. But unfortunately, I'm not there yet. I will be. I am manifesting that for myself. That's truly one of my next goals, to be financially, you know, free enough to be able to afford that every single day for the rest of my life. But we'll get there. We'll get there in time. We adapt as humans. But my current favorite is Pilates right now. It does have its flaws. I mean, it's not really like POC friendly. It's really not. Like, I'm pretty much the only somewhat brown person in there most of the time. And other people, not a lot. But yeah, that's like kind of the only thing I do have a slight issue with, especially also dance. I used to do contemporary. I still do. I just haven't been able to find a new studio and or teacher at the moment. So I'm kind of like out of that commission for the moment in temporary terms. But contemporary is where I'm at, and contemporary is like more like open. Like, I feel like everyone's like, I see every person that should be there. And it's just good to see like representation and diversity in contemporary, but with ballet. Yeah, it's very racist, and it's been built on racism. So there's that. yeah, it's not great when you really think of it in retrospect. It's not the best. But hey, I'm there to understand my body more. I'm not here to, you know, have a fun time. I'm just here to get that workout in, understand my body more, be in a very happy, safe space where I can mess up and make mistakes and not look at them as failures, but rather as learning experiences. That's pretty much what I've learned from it. And ballet as a, well, I don't want to say workout. I want to say more of like a, well, because everybody says like bar. It's not bar. Like it is, but there's more to it. People think that like, oh yeah, I'm in bar. I'm like, no, babe. No, no, no. Bar is, bar and ballet are very different. Okay. One of the things you do at bar is very different. Okay. I know it's a little bit inspo, like an inspo, if you will, from ballet, but you will never be her, okay? you will never be her. But with Pilates right now, I'm very much enjoying it. And my class, actually, the earliest that my teachers teach at the location I go to is 5:30. And I do it on the days where I have work. So I have like my 5:30 to 6:15 class, 45 minutes. It's like a pretty good hour, like, or almost an hour. It's a pretty good time. And especially if it did go over an hour, I probably would be late for work because I have to go home, shower. I get coffee before I come home. Like, it's just like a lot to do in that kind of amount of time. But nonetheless, yeah, like also just like healing looks so different for everyone. And to me, healing comes through the food. I think that healing, I'm not saying that you should eat your feelings or anything like that, but I really am a firm believer in eating whatever you want. And I only say that, and I do advise, because I work out 6 days a week. Okay. Sundays are the days I rest. And the days I don't work out, I'm very cautious of what I eat, or I'm really not. I just like to say, okay, if I'm going to eat bad today and I didn't work out, I'm going to work out the next day. And if I mess up that, then I figure something out. I always find a way. And I always make up for it. And I'm always aware of what I'm eating. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to go on a diet. I don't believe in that bullshit. And I eat pretty much healthy all the time. I eat a lot of food. And I'm very grateful for that. But also there's, like, that's just like, eating is a great form of healing. Not to eat your feelings, not to eat in like a negative connotation, but like fueling yourself. There is a sense of accomplishment when it comes to cooking food, okay? I am anti-cooking for anything. Like, I do not like cooking, but sometimes I do get excited when I see a cute little recipe online. I'm like, I have all the ingredients. Let me just do this, you know? It's just a sense of accomplishment. It's a sense of trying something new. It's the sense of being proud, learning something, you know, because cooking is a process. And I've learned a lot of new things in the whole pandemic, because I really stepped up my game and I learned how to fucking cook. Because in the very beginning, I could just like make Kraft mac and cheese and that was it. Now I can make myself a mean chimichurri with, you know, some pasta or, you know, some arroz, like whatever, you know. My specialties are pasta and a lot of rice. If you're looking for a diet, I'm not your girl. Like, I don't do that. And I do work out a lot for this reason. Like, I want to be able to eat whatever the fuck I want and look the way I do, which I'm very proud for. Knock on wood, I stay the same forever. But also eat whatever the fuck I want and enjoy the workout. It's a very good balance. It's a balance that you want to keep. And cooking is a form of healing. Whether you want to cook or not, whether you know you have to or not, it's just something that I know I have to do. And also, since I've been cooking pretty much almost every day, when I go to restaurants where I order food for the few times a month that I do that, I feel like it's not complete. I feel like, what's missing? Like, where's the seasoning? Where's the food, essentially? That's exactly what I ask myself, you know? And I've been cooking for quite some time. Like, I have been doing it since the very pandemic days, early days. To present day, I've been cooking and learning how to cook during that time. And I really stepped up my game. Shout out to me. If you want a plate, let me know. But I really stepped it up and I learned a lot of new cooking secrets that I plan to pass down to other people and teach them and stuff like that, you know, like kind of give little tips and tricks. I'm not having kids, so my friends are going to have to be forced to hear me to say all that. But my thing is that it's very healing. And then after making yourself a nice meal, especially if you make like your favorite meal, I personally right now, my favorite meal at the moment is this like pasta recipe I saw online. And it was like a red sauce. It was like supposed to be like a spicy rigatoni, but I don't have rigatoni. I buy quinoa pasta made of quinoa, corn-free. Shit is fucking gas. That shit is so good. And it's like a kind of healthier version of pasta. It's like literally made from quinoa. Like, you can't get any healthier than that. Like, none of these bitches can compare. Like, there is no one in the game, in the pasta game, that can fucking compare to that. But since I don't want to buy rigatoni, it's just kind of like spicy red sauce. And I just kind of pick whatever pastas I want. Maybe it's like, you know, regular spaghetti. Maybe it's like, what's the one that's like squiggly? I don't know. The one that's like a screw, that one. Or simple mac and cheese, you know, simple macaroni and cheese. Or shells. Like, I love those bad bitches. I'm like, me personally, I'm more of a penne girl. Or, what is it? There is this pasta. I don't know the name of it, but it's like squiggly. Love that one. That's like my top favorite. But it's not like a common one. I feel like it's only available in like certain grocery stores. But I love a good bow tie one. I love penne. I mean, I do. Anyways, but cooking is healing. Cooking is, like, for me, my new favorite is that red sauce. And once I make it, bro, and it gets to that creamy consistency, man, or like you add some vegetables, you add protein, whatever protein of choice you want. I just think that pasta is so customizable. Like, you just get sauce and you add literally whatever else you want after that. Like, that's all it is. And so I sometimes add mushrooms, sometimes I add chicken, just depends on the day. But I love it. It's like my favorite pasta right now. I could eat it every single day right now. It's so fucking good. And I love it. It's a little spicy. It's like really good. It's like creamy. It's so fucking good. And it's made from like literally tomatoes and bell peppers and just seasonings and herbs. Like, that's like gas. I'm sorry. But we're getting off topic. That's just what I'm saying. Cooking can be healing, whatever that looks like, whether you like to go out to eat too, you know? I feel like going out to eat also has its, like, you know, special place. I feel like sharing a meal with the people you love, especially if you try a new place or you try a classic favorite that everyone loves and they spend time, you guys order wine, you guys order drinks, you guys order a lot from the menu, and you guys are just talking, catching up. Like, I feel like that's also great too. Eating in general and food is such a healing thing, you know? It brings people together. It brings people to be like more, it feels like homey in a sense, you know? It feels like home. It feels like home. And for me, a sense of accomplishment. A sense that I'm like, okay. Especially me on like self-care days. If I'm home alone and I want to treat myself, you know? I want to make myself a mean pasta. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get this chicken out. I'm going to cut this chicken. I'm going to season this bitch. I'm going to cook her. I'm going to put whatever I want. Maybe I'll make some rice if it's like a rice day, you know, or, you know, but mainly it's pasta. I always make pasta on my alone days. I get some weed, bro. I watch some TV. I eat a mean bowl of pasta. Dim the lights. Are you kidding? That's bliss. That's real bliss. Like, that is what I would consider to be real bliss and real healing, if I'm being honest. Like, no phone, like nothing. Just straight up getting faded. Making myself a meal, a mean meal, but before I get faded, and then lighting it up or taking an edible and just laying on my couch to rot. I will rot there or make even myself more food. I'll make popcorn. I'll make chocolate or whatever, just like anything. Because when you're high, you want to eat everything. And that's exactly what I do. No holdbacks, for real. I let myself go when it comes to eating when I'm faded. But healing looks so different for everyone, and like I said, there's no right or wrong, and I feel like food is a big one. I feel like food with good company is especially a better one, you know? Or food for yourself, like making yourself a nice meal as like self-care, as self-love, as be like, you know what, let me honor myself with a nice meal. Or even if you do order food, you order your favorite food, you order from your favorite restaurant. Let's say your favorite restaurant is like, I don't know, Chick-fil-A. I don't know, sometimes the simple things in life are just the best. Me, actually, a couple months ago, I think, yeah, late September, I had, because like my friend and I were going to the Bad Bunny concert, right? But we didn't have time to get dinner before. We just had enough time to get like fast food, like, you know, like a drive-thru, and that was it. Dude, I got Jack in the Box not the first time. Whoa, that's not true. I got Jack in the Box after how many years of not having it since I was like in high school, basically. Dude, that shit was so good. I was like, oh yeah, I'm good to go. Like, this is gonna hurt my insides so bad, for sure. Like, I'm about to like scream in pain of how bad this is gonna hurt my stomach. But was it good? Yeah. And would I do it again? Probably. I got some large curly fries. I got chicken tenders. Like, it was so good. It was gas. And I really miss it, high key. But that's what I mean. Like, maybe you do order food for yourself. Maybe you order sushi. Maybe you order like a nice bowl of soup. Maybe you order a nice salad. Maybe you order your favorite fried food. I don't know. Just food in general is a healing thing. Food in general. And you're lying if you say it isn't. Food is very great. Food, it just keeps us alive and keeps us looking forward to much. Why do you think there's a whole culture of foodies out there? Why do you think restaurants keep coming up and keep going and keep surviving? Like, because food is always necessary and always something new is always wanted. And so another thing that's totally off topic though, but still in the form of like healing for myself, at least for my routine. Y'all are gonna hate me for this. Y'all, some of y'all about to be real mad at me, but it must be said. Delete Instagram and delete TikTok. Just do it. And here's why. Instagram is not really my audience. It's just not for me. I feel like all the people on Instagram are just trying too hard to be hot. And I'm not saying you're not hot, babe. I'm not saying you're not. But I'm sorry, you bitches are not. You on Instagram, there's no bitch that's hot and funny at the same time. Me, though, except for me. I'm not gonna lie. I am the exception. But either everyone's trying to be too brand friendly, everyone's trying to be an influencer, everyone's trying to be like a fashion icon. If you're in fashion, that's different because I will actually be intrigued. If you're a foodie or an Instagram model that's like actually, you know, that girl, like that really just goes all above and beyond, like Ricky Thompson. I mean, Ricky Thompson, he started off as like a Viner, then he did YouTube, and then now he's like super gorgeous. And he's always been really gorgeous, I can't lie. And then he like, you know, started kind of contracting like modeling gigs. And I'm like, yeah, as these modeling agencies should. Like, he's gorgeous. Like, he's gorgeous. And also, he's in the Savage X Fenty show. Like, bitch, are you joking? Like, come on now. Ricky Thompson is an icon. And so is Denzel Dion. Icon. And them together, iconic duo. But I think that they're great examples. And I don't know. Like, those are the people I will follow. Like, bad bitches, essentially. Bad bitches and funny bitches. Especially if you're both. Triple threat. Or no, double threat. That's me, though. But so, I just think that Instagram is not my target audience. Like, there's no one really, like, truly funny on there. I feel like it's just very select few that are. And I think they're all of the ones that are actually selectly funny are basically meme pages. And I don't know. I'm not gonna lie, y'all. I just don't think it's my audience. And TikTok, on the other hand, TikTok is just fucking weird. TikTok is full of weirdos on there. Like, I need to use the TikTok app sometimes for work. Every week I have to, but I always delete it after I use it because for what I do on TikTok, I need to like record videos and stuff and edit. But at the same time, I only do it for work reasons. I don't do it for any other reason. And I just don't like it, bro. I never liked the app. I just can't really stick with it. It's just too frying of the brain. Like, I am just trying to move away from internet culture because I realize that as I'm 23, I'm very Gen Z. I don't want to be talking about like, oh my God, is this for me? It's like, period, like purr. Like, I don't want to be talking like that for the rest of my life, bro. And I notice it. I do notice it right now. And I'm not really proud of it. I don't want to. That's all TikTok is. You know, there are some good videos on there though, I will say. But also, a lot of informative ones, which I like, but sometimes I don't really want to see videos that are 10 minutes long when you can just make a fucking YouTube video like a normal person does. And seeing videos that are like existential, they're like, so did you guys know that in like the sit in the Matrix and the simulation, blah, 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 I'm like, whoa, buddy. Give me a minute because the video above yours was literally just about two cats fighting. And I think that's really cute and funny. And then the next video is like, so did you guys ever feel existential? This is why. Like, I don't need to see that, bro. And I don't need to see those like tarot card readings of like, he's the one for you. Get back with him. He's the one. The man you're with now is the one. I'm like, bitch, how do you know that? Can you tell me? Can you tell me? How do you know? It's just too much. It's like too much going on at once. And when I do have the app and the times I have had it, and I watch TikTok, I don't want to spend my whole day on there. Like, I have shit to do. And also, I can physically feel my brain frying. Like, I'm serious. I'm not doing that to be dramatic. I'm not saying that to be extra. I'm saying that because it's very true. Like, I feel as if, like, my brain is hyper-focused on something that doesn't even matter. Like, I don't need to know, like, you know, this meme that's going around, like a famous audio or something that's about to go famous on TikTok and then eventually go famous on Instagram. Why would I even have TikTok when I can just have Instagram? Like, let's be honest here. I think Instagram is pretty much mastered doing every type of social media app except for like Twitter. Twitter, she can't be Twitter. You bitches will never be Twitter. But it's just been better for me to not have the app immediately. And I think that I only have Instagram, like, I go to Instagram.com. When I reply to people's DMs, I reply via Instagram.com. The only time I actually have Instagram is when I post and promote my podcast, and that's it. Or if I feel like posting a story, then I will download the app and I will post it, and that's it, you know? That's really all there is to it. It's not magic. It's not, like, you know, rocket science. It's just, like, if I feel like posting something, I will download the app, post what I need to post, and then delete the app. If I need to post for, like, this podcast, I will post, write the caption, all that, do a photo dump, do a video dump, whatever, delete the app. I don't need to do anything else. I'll promote it, boom, delete the app. For the rest of the week until very much Friday or Saturday, I don't re-download the app if I don't have to. If I feel like I have nothing else to show in the week that I'm like, yeah, I didn't really do anything, why would I post about it, you know? Then why would I have the app? Then for what, you know? That's how I feel. Same with TikTok. I don't need to post on there unless I feel like I want to post something. The few times that I feel like wanting to post on TikTok, I download the app, post it, delete it. That's pretty much all there is to it. And a lot of people think that's really weird, but I'm not. I think that's a pretty healthy relationship that I've built, and I'm very proud of it. Like, I can commit for half a second, do what I want to do, delete it. Just call it bygones. And that's what I'm going to keep doing. No shame. And so, this is also a video. I mean, this is also a topic I really love. My next thing on my list in lifestyle changes is what it means to be in alone period. So when I was watching the video with Hindsight recently, actually, I think I want to say like last week I saw it. He was doing a video like kind of like three reminders for your healing journey that he posted, I believe, recently, like maybe less than like about 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago. And I watched it, and I recall him saying how one of the things he did when he was healing his personal journey was he was alone sometimes, you know? And I feel like a lot of people fear being alone. And we always say, oh, I like being alone, I like being on my own and stuff like that. And I'm not saying that we as a society that say that don't agree with that, because I definitely like being alone. I prefer to be left alone. I feel like being alone is like a very big learning experience in whatever aspect that is, but it does hurt at times. Like, I can't lie to you. I like being on my own a lot. I do everything on my own. I cook, I clean, I run errands, I pay for a lot of things myself. Like, I do a lot of things on my own, and for me to invite someone into that is very weird. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, for sure. There's a lot of people that have done things with like their loved ones their whole lives and have never done it very rarely differently or separately, but I've always been that way. And so for me to be in an alone period is very crucial for some people. I feel like being alone at one point in your life where you're like trying to figure the life that you have out, which is me right now. Like, I feel like I'm in a very big alone period, that the only people I want in my life are friends and family even. But if I could, you know, have the option to be like, no, I don't want that, I would say that. I would say, yeah, I don't want that. But also, I want to be realistic with myself. I have to be honest, like, being fully alone right now sounds really sad. And I'm not gonna lie, I think that would be best for me, because I'm trying to figure out what's meant to be, what I want to do, and panicking about my life and trying to see what I can do and trying every alternative I can possibly think of. But at the same time, it's just not realistic to ignore the world and not try, and especially push away good people. Like, I love the people in my life. I love the friends that I have, the few that I have left. I love them. Why would I push them away just because I'm in an alone period? I have to learn how to work with that. Me personally, maybe if you're listening to this, you prefer to be fully alone. I'm not saying that's wrong, and it's not going to be forever either, you know, but that's just how I'm looking at it right now. And to be in alone periods, I feel like it's really important. And especially me, when it comes to dating, I'm very independent. I'm really used to that. I haven't asked a man for anything, really. The only man I will ever ask for bullshit is my father, because he had the nerve to have me when I didn't even want to be born. If I knew life was going to get this bad, Trust me, I would have been like, yeah, call it lights out. Just pull the plug on me. I'm not. I know that sounds morbid. I know that does. And I remember, I think one thing that stood out to me a while ago was this video of Billie Eilish. She was like, I think someone said, what would happen if you died right now? Like, or if the things you have to do right now were something along the lines, like the all the worries she has in this life that she has on top of her responsibilities, essentially. And she was like, if I died, none of it would matter ever again. And I was like, that's morbid, but it's true. Like, you don't, I mean, if I'm not gonna lie, with the way the economy is going, bro, the way this, like, inflation is going, I'm not gonna lie, y'all can send the flood, for real. I'm serious. Like, I think it's really, really important to note that that's not, like, a suicidal thing. I think that it's really, truly just, like, the stress of it. It's like, if I died right now, I wouldn't have to worry about figuring my life out. I wouldn't have to deal with the stress of being a person in society, paying taxes, paying a mortgage, going to school. Like, I know that these are all good things that make us good people and responsible and disciplined. And there's always a lesson to be learned with all of that. But there are some days where it's just like unbearable. It's like, no, I don't want to work out right now. No, I don't want to go to work right now. I don't even want to go to school right now. I don't even want to have the day I have on. Like, I know that my day is going to be crazy and I don't want to do it. We're human. That's how it is. But sometimes we get our fucking asses up and we somehow power through when really we all we wanted to do was just lay in bed and do absolutely nothing. That's how I feel a lot of the days. My days are so busy. Every day I wake up super early. I have my internship that I really love, but it takes a lot of my time. It takes a lot of my time. I do Monday through Wednesday. That's pretty much 3 days dedicated to me doing this internship. And those days I work as well. Oh, excuse me. So it's not easy. It's not fun. It's stressful. And it's true. Like, if I were to die, none of this would matter. None of this would ever matter ever again. Like, it's true to think about. It's morbid. You can call it that. You can call it really depressing. But it's true. It's true. It's tiring having to figure out your life. It's tiring having to better yourself. It's tiring to heal. And if I could really just avoid it altogether, damn. You think I wouldn't take you up on that offer at least a little bit? Damn, I would. And so it means to heal and be in alone periods. I think that's very important. I think that we should all take that into account. Whatever that looks like for you. Maybe you go MIA, you tell your friends, hey, I need to be by myself right now. I need to figure this out. And then you tell them, hey, I'm going to be out for like a couple weeks. I'm not going to be able to respond to your texts. I need to be focusing on myself. Or you feel the need to be like, yeah, I think I'm really going to spend some time alone. So I think that it's just best that I focus on that, blah, blah, blah. There's no wrong way to do that. It's fine. You know, there's no wrong way. There's nothing to be ashamed about. It's just something that you need to do for your personal growth. And if that's what you're itching to do, if you really think that being alone and being in a alone period that you know is not going to last forever is exactly what you need and what the doctor has ordered for you, then do it. If you keep feeling the itch, the urge, the sensation and feeling that like that's what's calling you, it's like, oh, like I really need to be alone, like no friends, no loved ones and stuff like that, whatever that looks like to you. Maybe you are silent, maybe you move away, like you make a lifestyle change aside from just being alone, you do something about it aside from making the decision, you know. But it's very different for everyone. Maybe there's people that prefer to even be surrounded by more people that feel more comforted that way. I don't know. And I'm not here to tell you what's right or wrong. That's not what I'm here to do. But what it means to be in alone periods. I'm in an alone period right now. The only people I want in my life are my friends, the very few that I have left, and my family. That's it. Like, that's like the only tolerance I have. I don't have tolerance for meeting new people right now. I feel like meeting new people right now is something I want to do and, you know, make new friends, but I just feel like I'm not there yet. I feel like I'm not prepared. I feel like I'm not mentally ready. And I feel like I'm career-wise, I'm not either, you know? And there's just little things in life that are healing, you know? Like, not just major things, like little daily things. Like, sure, if we were to have it be like, okay, lights out, the world is ending, all of us are gonna die, which we all will at some point. We just don't know when, really, but apparently according to climate change, very soon. So what happens if, you know, it is lights out? But what happens if the day you die is the last day you ever have your favorite iced coffee? What happens if the last day on earth for you is the day that you didn't know would be the last time walking your dog. Maybe the last day on earth is the last day you won't know about until it happens, and you didn't call your mom back. Those things. For me, to think about is that, like, I want to be in alone periods, and I wish that it was, like, you know, send the flood and all that. I mean, life is really hard, and I'm kind of too lazy to figure that out. It's exhausting. It's tiring. It's draining. Healing is draining. Living in this economy with this inflation is draining. Trying to find a job that actually pays me a salary enough to afford the lifestyle I have during an inflation is exhausting. And it sounds unrealistic. It doesn't even sound like it's real to me. It seems so foreign. It doesn't seem real. And I say send the flood all the time because a part of me really wants that. A part of me just wishes I wouldn't have to deal with this. And I mean, I can't say I mean, knock on wood, obviously, God forbid anything happens. But I'm just saying, I'm very 50-50. I can be like, send the flood. Like, I'm tired. I don't want to deal with this right now. Or ever again. This is exhausting. But at the same time, I would never have coffee again. I would never have my favorite restaurants ever again. I would never see my friends ever again. I would never see the possible loved ones I will ever see again. I won't ever see my mom again. I won't ever see my dad, my sister, my family in Miami ever again. Ever again, bro. That's when you think it's like, yeah, like it's worth living. It's worth seeing. That's when it is. Like, life is healing in that way. Life is healing, and what it can look like to heal is so different. But when you really realize that, when you think about it, the little things in life are so much to look forward to. Maybe one day you're really at a limit and you just think, honestly, ending it all is the way to go. And I've been there. I have been there myself, okay? Not gonna get into that because it's just no vale la pena. But I've been there. I have been there. And a part of me has thought about it recently. It sucks. Life is hard right now. But I'll never have coffee again. I'll never have restaurants. I'll never have, like, time with my family in Miami ever again. I wouldn't have those things, you know? And that's how it keeps me, like, somewhat alive. It's like, okay, I would never have iced coffee ever again. Like, imagine that. I have iced coffee a lot. I wouldn't have a nice matcha latte ever again. I wouldn't have, you know, funny memes to look at ever again. I wouldn't even have papas anymore. I wouldn't have Peruvian food ever again. You know, like, these little stupid things that might sound really dumb, but they're so important. Like, your favorite food you'll never have again. Imagine that. That's so dark, man. That's the more sad part, truly. And so that's, like, a lifestyle change I've made. It's like, well, it's bad right now, but it's temporary. I can fix it. There's always room to grow. And I was telling myself today, I was, like, really sad about, like, the life that I have right now that I'm trying so hard to, like, move and adjust to. But I was saying, like, well, apparently the whole story of everyone says, like, if you keep trying and keep trying and keep trying, you'll get somewhere. You'll get there. You don't know when, but you will. And it is true. Everyone says it, and it's true. Every person that got told no that's successful now eventually got one yes at one point in their lives. Didn't even know how long it took, of course. But that might be me. That will be me. I can keep busting my ass, and maybe one day I'll get a yes. And it sucks because all that process makes me want to die because it sucks because it's horrible. It's a horrible feeling in the whole world. It's like, I keep trying, same result. I keep trying something else, different result, but not what I wanted. But I was telling myself, like, well, if these people keep getting no and no and no, like I keep getting, then there's bound to be a yes soon. There's bound to be. It's just the way the universe works. I keep trying. I keep putting in my part. And at some point, I will be rewarded as I should be. Same goes with everything else in the world. Same goes with everything else. With people, with relationships, with career, with work, with jobs, like, or with school. You know, it's like, it is possible. And I told myself that. I was like, well, if I keep hearing all these people saying, oh, well, you'll get there one day, just like this person did at one point in their life, like this millionaire, this billionaire, whatever, this successful person. It's like, okay, well, if they got told no a million times like I am, then at some point there is going to be a yes coming, right? There has to be. And so nonetheless, that's just the way it is. And also, I'm not here to tell you how to spend your habits or spend your money, but if you want to buy some shit, I say you do it. Just depends on what it is. I'm not saying you should do it all the time. I mean, I'm very much bad at doing it. I do purchase a lot of stuff, and I'm not very proud of that. I feel like I know I'm hyper aware of that, but at the same time, I keep doing it. I'm not proud. I'm not. I'll be honest. I'm not. When it comes to Black Friday, I'm weak in the knees for it, as everyone is. And every time there's a student discount for a new store I'm looking at, I always use it. And I'm like tempted, and I do it. So there's that. But at the end of the day, I would like to conclude with lifestyle changes I've made are all of the ones I've said today, and how it feels and the struggles that come with it and stuff like that. But healing is not one size fits all. It's so unique to all of us. It's so particular to all of us. Maybe you waking up at 5 a.m. to work out is not the way you heal. Maybe you working out at 5 p.m. though is your way to go, and you wake up earlier, but you know, you don't have to wake up the crack of dawn and stuff like that. So basically what I'm saying is, talk your shit, do your shit, do your life, and you'll be rewarded for whatever it is. And that's all I can really say. That's all I have for today, if I'm being honest. And so with that being said, I love you all very much, my fellow aliens. I hope that you are not angry with me for being MIA. I mentioned how I forgot how to do this completely for a second. But nonetheless, I'm going to have dinner right now. Very excited. I'm also really cold, so please stay warm, my friends. Please take care of yourselves. It is flu season, so please take care of yourselves. Get a flu shot if you want. I don't know. I'm not here to tell you what to do, I'm being honest. That's not who I am. But do whatever you want to do. Take your proper precautions, your safety measures, or whatever. And Thanksgiving is this month, so maybe get what is something you want to be thankful for, you know? But nonetheless, I will see you guys on the next one. Hopefully it's not this delayed. But yeah, that being said, all of it in total, all in all, I love you all very much, and I hope you have a good rest of your day, wherever you are, your night, wherever you are. Take care. Bye.